KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
With South Africans heading to the polls in just over a month's time, many people in KZN are convinced there's a hidden agenda behind the suspension of load shedding. It's been more than 3 weeks since we experienced the rolling blackouts. Eskom says it's mainly thanks to an improvement in generation capacity. But these residents in KZN aren't convinced about Eskom's long-term solutions to end the power cuts.
It's crazy that only now, like close to elections, this is what they're showing. It's giving, hey, vote for us, and this is what's going to happen all the time. No load shedding. And then as soon as the elections are over, it's stage 20.
I'm not convinced. If they're thinking that we're going to fall for the campaigning stunt for elections, oh, shame. Bahambe wrong.
Load shedding is like Lord Voldemort from Harry Potter. It must be like he who must not be named. You mustn't say the name because then it will return to full power.
An education expert says the adoption of changes to the Basic Education Laws Amendment Bill means that the state now has to create more learning facilities for children. The controversial Bella Bill was adopted by the National Council of Provinces Select Committee on Education yesterday, despite rejections. Some of the changes include making Grade R compulsory. Here's expert Mary Metcalf.
When we as a country make education compulsory, it puts obligations both on the parents and on the state. And the state, therefore, has to make sure that it provides sufficient places for all children between the ages of 5 and 15.
Kusatu's welcomed the agreement reached by the SA Post Office with unions to temporarily suspend retrenchments. Business rescue practitioners have applied for relief from the UIF's temporary employment relief scheme. Retrenchment notices will be withdrawn for at least 12 months, saving more than 4,000 jobs. Kusatu's Matthew Park says it's important that government departments at all levels utilize the Post Office and Post Bank as their postal and banking service provider.
Much remains to be done to ensure that SAPO is placed firmly on the path to recovery. This must include the appointment of competent and visionary management. Key concurrent interventions to ensure this takes place include the 3.4 billion rand financial support from Treasury to settle SAPO debts.
And the United States has acknowledged that while its $60 billion aid package for Ukraine will make a difference, it's not a silver bullet. Joe Biden officially signed the package into law yesterday. It means countries like Israel and Taiwan will start receiving American weapons immediately, with the bulk going to Ukraine. The package will help train, equip, and finance the needs of the Ukrainian army. The U.S. president says it'll help keep the world safe.
This package is literally an investment, not only in Ukraine's security, but in Europe's security, in our own security.
On the weather front back home, we've got a high of 25 degrees in Durban and Maritzburg, Richards Bay going up to 26. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, rugby legend Ruan Pienaar is set to hang up his boots finally at the conclusion of the SA Cup. The Lions are set to host the CSA T20 final, and shame, tears for Liverpool fans as Everton win the Merseyside derby.